إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. And ask what follows. Inshallah, today we shall continue with the second part of our four-part series in regards to the role of Isa alayhi salam in al-Islam. And we have previously discussed with you the first lecture, or the first Jumu'ah, was about understanding that Isa, Jesus the son of Maryam, is closer to us as Muslims than he is to any other people on the face of the earth, past or present. And that we, those who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, are those who are worthy of Isa alayhi salam, not those who worship him, wal'iyadu billah. So today we continue with the second part of this series in understanding the role of Isa in al-Islam by stating, موضوعنا اليوم مولد المسيح, the blessed, miraculous birth of Isa. What do we Muslims believe really happened? What were the circumstances and why? And in order to understand this, we will focus on three main points. أولا, من هي مريم? Let us see who Maryam really was. What honor do we Muslims give to Maryam alayhi salam? Second, مولد المسيح فحملت, a single word. She conceived him. Understanding the process leading up to Maryam being given the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to her, to hold in her a child that will be an ayah, a sign to all of mankind, وَرَحْمَةً لِلنَّاسِ, and a mercy to all mankind. And third and finally, كَلَامِ الْمَسِيحِ فِي الْبَحْثِ, knowing and understanding what did Isa say when he was a young child. So let us begin with the first of these important points, مَنْ هِيَ مَرْيَمْ? Maryam, يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ هِيَ مِنْ أَكْمَلِ نِسَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. She is from those few women who have reached completeness, perfection in the relationship with Allah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام البخاري ومسلم كمل من الرجال كثير ولم يكمل من النساء إلا مريم ابنة عمران وآسية امرأة فرعون وخديجة بنت خويلد وفاطمة بنت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وفضل عائشة على سائر النساء كفضل الفريد على سائر القرآن. He said, many men have reached completeness in their relationship with Allah. For all of them, for all prophets and all messengers are men. All of the messengers sent by Allah and the prophets were men. And there were a great multitude of them, those whom we know and those whom we do not know. And not many women have reached perfection. Only four listed by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he began by naming Maryam, the daughter of Imran. And Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, who when Fir'aun was peeling her skin off, she made dua to Allah, رَبِّ بِلِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Allah, build for me a house in the Jannah, in paradise. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِي. And save me from the actions of Pharaoh and the actions of الظالمين. وَخَدِيجَ بِنْتُ خُوَيْلِدْ. The Prophet's first wife, the first woman of Islam, who when he came to her after having heard Jibreel reciting to him the Qur'an for the first time, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. He ran, saying, ذملوني, ذملوني, cover me. And he found in her arms security and peace and reassurance. وفاطمة بنت محمد, the Prophet's wife, the mother of Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, the wife of Ali, the Prophet's daughter, رضي الله عنها, the wife of Ali رضي الله عنها. This is the level of Maryam. Her mother's name was Hinna bint Faqud. One day she made dua to Allah after having become barren aqeem. She cannot give children anymore, produce any children. She made dua to Allah and said, Ya Allah, give me a child so that I will place him and dedicate him for your worship. فاستجاب الله, and Allah answered her dua. إِذْ قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. She tells us, as is narrated in Surah Ali Imran, Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, describing what she said, and when the dua of the mother or the wife of Imran, she said, O Allah, accept my dedication to you of the child inside me to be solely for your worship. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. For you, O Allah, are the all-hearing and all-knowing. سَمِيعُ, because you have heard my dua and answered, because you have given me the ability to carry a child. وَعَلِيمُ, because you know my intention. You are the most knowledgeable. You know that I truly intend to give this child in your worship. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. When she gave birth, she found that it was a female. And as if she is disappointed, she says, Ya Allah, I gave birth to a female. Because as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arbaa states, as it's found in the tafsir, he tells us that at the time in Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem, no one would accept a female to be inside the house of worship in Jerusalem. So she felt that maybe Allah had not accepted her dua that her child be in the worship of Allah. إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. And Allah knows what she has truly given birth to. فَهُوَ الَّذِي وَهَبْ. He is the one who has given her the ability to give a child. وإني أعيذها وليس الذكر كالأنثى and truly a man is not like a woman وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم and oh Allah I make another dua that I seek refuge in you from the accursed shaitan from ever touching Maryam or her offspring and Allah accepted the dua قال صلى الله عليه وسلم as is narrated in Sahih Muslim and Musnad al-Imam Ahmad with authentic narration he says ما من مولود إلا يمسه الشيطان حين يولد فيستحل صارخا من مس الشيطان إياه إلا مريم وابنها there is no child that is given birth to unless he will begin screaming at the time he is taken out of his mother. Because the shaitan pricks him and touches him. Except for two. Maryam and her son, Isa alayhi salam. Maryam grew up. And she was dedicated to be in worship in Baytul Maqdis. She was accepted by Allah. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا She was raised up in the house of worship in Jerusalem. She was admitted, although she was a woman, to be in worship, to worship Allah there. And Zakariya, who was a prophet of Allah, من أنبياء الله, was made her teacher. But it was not only his choice. All of the people in Jerusalem, all of the scholars, the ulama, wanted Maryam to be their student. So they said, we will go to the Jordan River, and we will throw our aqlam, our pens in the water. And whoever pen goes against the current, he will take care of Maryam. And all of them threw the pens. And Allah describes this in the Quran. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ هُمْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not present when they were throwing their pens to see who will take care of Maryam. And nor did you witness their arguments amongst themselves, I want to be her teacher. And the Prophet Zakariya's pen was the one that flowed against the current. So Zakariya was given the ability to be her teacher. Imagine a woman growing up in Baytul Maqdis under the tutelage of one of the Prophets of Allah and reaching a level that many human beings will never reach. She reached the level, O servant of Allah, where the malaika would speak to her. The malaika would speak to Maryam. And the Rasul spoke of this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as is narrated in Bukhari, in the hadith of Nafaq Hanzala. When Abu Bakr and Hanzala, one of the Sahaba, came to him and said, O Messenger of Allah, when we sit with you, we are in fear of Allah, and our eyes shed tears, and it's as if we can see the Jannah, we can see paradise in the fire. But when we go home, we are led astray, our wives, our children, our wealth. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, if you remain the way you are with me the whole time, the malaika would shake your hands. This was the level that Maryam was at. If قالت الملائكة يا مريم when the angel said to Maryam إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ the angels are saying this to Maryam. Allah has chosen you وَطَحَّرَكِ and has purified and cleansed you وَصَّفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ And he has chosen you above all of the women of mankind. يَا مَرْيَمْ اقْنُتِي لِرَبِّكِ Stand long in prayer for your Lord. وَسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ And prostrate to Allah and bow with those who bow to him. This is Maryam. This is what we as Muslims believe. This is what we should teach to other people, so that they know the respect and the love that we have for Maryam and her son. Now that we know why she was chosen by Allah to carry Isa, let us look at the second part of our lecture, of our khutbah. How and why she came to carry Isa. And this is narrated to us with precision in Surah Maryam. Yes, I've brought a whole chapter in the Quran with the name of Maryam, under her name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. And let it be known in the book, and let it be remembered in the Quran, the story of Maryam when she headed east of a city, east of Jerusalem. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. When she headed east and she moved away from the city, she put herself in seclusion, covered herself, so no one would know where she is, because she was performing a personal act. Wallahu a'lam, what it was. She was doing something that is personal to her. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. We sent to her a ruhul amin, Jibreel, Gabriel alayhi salam. He came to her. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He came to her in the form of a man in all respect. Imagine, ya ibad Allah, a virgin, a woman outside her city, not having known that anyone is near her, in seclusion, away from everyone. And she turns and in front of her is a man in all respect. What's her first action? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ. The first statement of a believer is always to ask Allah. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you. I seek refuge in the most merciful, the most beneficent, Ar-Rahman, from you. She mentions the word Ar-Rahman to place in the person, she doesn't know he's an angel, mercy in his heart. She could have said, I seek refuge in the most mighty against you. But she says, Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent and merciful, to place in his heart the mercy. إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. If you truly fear Allah, if you truly fear God. In order to release the strain and pressure, he said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. I am only the messenger of Allah, of your Lord, to you, to give you the gift of a righteous son. Confused, she asked. She asks him, قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَكْنِي بَشَرٌ. How can I have a child when no one has touched me? وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. And I do not commit evil crimes. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. One statement. He said, because your Lord has deemed it so. هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. Allah said, it is easy for me. Human beings were created in four ways. خُلِقَ آدَم مِنْ تُرَابِ بِغَيْرِ أَبٍ وَأُمٍ. Adam created from dust, no father, no mother. خُلِقَ حَوَّى. Eve, his wife, was created from a man and no woman. خُلِقَ عِيسَى مِنْ أُمٍ دُونَ أَبٍ. Isa was created from a woman without a father. And the rest of us, it takes a man and a woman. The might of Allah, the power and the decree of Allah, by whose hand, by whose might and power has raised the heavens above us. And when we look, we do not see anything holding up the sky. By whose might and power and will was the earth created in a sphere round, so when you see it from space it is round, but when you walk upon its surface it's flat. By whose hand and might and power were the oceans created to sustain life in order to give life through water, so you can drink and eat and grow fruits and vegetables and food. By whose hand and might and power was Nuh saved from the flood? By whose hand and might and power was Ibrahim saved from the fire? By whose hand and might and power was Musa saved from Fir'aun and the ocean and the seas opened so he could walk through them? By whose hand and might and power was Isa raised to the sky to return once again and saved from the Jews and the Romans? By whose hand and power was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saved from the mushrikeen on the day of Hijrah? By whose power? Huwa Allah. This is the answer. Huwa Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله هو الله الخالق هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم هو علي هين. It is easy for me to do. It is Allah. هو علي هين. One statement. ولنجعله آية للناس. And so that we can make him Isa a sign to mankind of our ability to create and our ability to send messengers and prophets to them. ورحمة. And Isa is a mercy to mankind, taking people from the evils and bringing them to the light of submission al-Islam. وَكَانَ أَمْرٌ مَقْضِيًّا. And it is something that has already been decided and done. فَحَمَلَتْ. Right away, she became impregnated. She conceived him. And it is important for us to understand this word. The first person to find out that Maryam was pregnant other than herself from the human beings was her sister, who is the wife of Zakariya, the prophet Zakariya. She was Maryam's sister, who was old and also could not give birth. And Zakariya, as you know, made dua to Allah, I wish to have a child. So Allah gave him the ability and his wife, who was old, to have another child. And they named him Yahya. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ورضي الله عنه said, بلغني أن يحيى ابن زكريا وعيسى ابن مريم أبناء خالة. They are cousins. عيسى and يحيى are cousins through the mother's side. Their mothers were sisters. وكان حملهما جميعا معا. Both of them were conceived within the same day. When مريم was given Isa in her stomach, also Zakariya and his wife conceived Yahya. They were both conceived in the same day according to the ulama of tafsir. And she came and she told her sister. And she told her that I will be leaving, going to a different city, which is Bayt Lahm, which is Bethlehem. Bayt Lahm. And Maryam, as is narrated, began to move over there once her child was going to become known. Her stomach was getting bigger. She did not want the people to accuse her before she could defend herself. before the child was due. And here we pause for a single minute to understand that Isa was carried by his mother for a full 8 to 9 months. We say this, and we say there are many reasons for this proof. There's also a statement that he was carried for 1 hour, or for 1 day, or for 1 month. But this is wrong. He was carried for the full 8 to 9 months. I give you three quick reasons. أولاً, an understanding logically. دليل عقلي. If Maryam, after only having left her family for 1 day or 1 month, came back carrying a child, would anyone accuse her of zina? Would anyone say, this is your child? No! Because she was not gone long enough for her to have become pregnant and stay 9 regular months and then give the child. But this is what happened. When she returned to her people, they said, this is your child. That means she was gone for a long period of time. Second proof, دليل لغوي, an Arabic understanding through the language. فاء التعقيب فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض. Whenever a verb or a word, an action, has the fa before it, it means that the action is going to become instantaneous. And this is a wrong understanding in regards to this ayah and others in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Mu'mineen about the creation of a human being in his mother's stomach, that the child is a nutfah, mixed semen with the egg of the mother. ثم علقة ثم مضغة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما. فا the فاء التعقيب بالشيء على حسبه, meaning the actual time period must be instituted in order to receive the right understanding. So therefore, from the Arabic language, that means that she actually stayed 9 months. Third understanding, from the Shara, we see that the Imams of Tafsir, Al-Imam ibn Kathir, wa ibn Jarir al-Tabari, wa Imam ibn al-Qayyim, wa Imam ibn al-Jawzi, wa ibn Taymiyyah, wa al-Qurtubi, wa kulluhum, all of them state that this is what the Jumhur, the most majority of the scholars say, that he was carried for 9 months. We continue with the story where Maryam, now having moved to Bayt Lahm, فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا, she moved far from her home to Bethlehem. فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة. The pain of childbirth drove her to a palm tree. She leaned on a palm tree. قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. She made dua saying, oh Allah, I wish that I had died long before this, and that I was forgotten completely. And in this is a dalil that a human being, when he is faced with fitna, can make dua for Allah to relieve his pain either by death or by victory. We see after this, her child, or Jibreel, as the two tafsirs, prominent tafsirs say, نَادَاهَا فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنْ. He called her from beneath her. Have no fear. أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي أَلَّا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Do not have fear, do not have grief. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّةً. Allah has placed a stream beneath you. A stream formed under her, near the tree. وَهُدْزِي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلِ نَخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيَّةً. And shake the palm tree, and the date shall fall upon you. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا. Eat and drink and cleanse yourself and be happy. Be glad. For you were chosen by Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Be glad and happy. فَإِمَّا تَرَيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِ. And if you see from the human beings anyone, then point to them saying that you are fasting, meaning cannot speak. فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما ولن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. At their time, the way they fasted was by not speaking. And this was halal for them, haram for us. No Muslim can say, I am fasting by not speaking. This is haram in the Sharia al-Islamiyya. And when I continue after Jilsat al-Israqa, we will continue with the third and final point. The words of Isa alayhi salam, and what happened to Maryam when she came with her child back to Jerusalem. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. كلام المسيح في المهد. عيسى عليه السلام, when he was brought with his mother to his people, they accused her of zina. يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. How could you have done this? This is a great crime. Neither was your father or your mother evil. For her father Imran was the Imam of Bayt al-Maqdis. The Imam of the house of worship in Jerusalem. How could you have done this, ya Maryam? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed to him. And he answered on her behalf. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How can we speak to a young child in his years, still holding him and breastfeeding him? And he answered. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Answered them with a loud voice that is clearly heard. I am the servant of Allah. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He has given me the book, the gospel, the Bible, and has made me a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني. And he has made me baraka wherever I may be, meaning that people learn righteousness from me. أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. And I have been ordered to pay and to fast, to give almsgiving and to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. And to be obedient to my one parent, my mother, and not to be arrogant or harsh. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. And may peace and blessings be given to me on the day I was born, and on the day I shall die once, and on the day I shall be resurrected back on the day of Qiyamah. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ. These are the true words of Isa, the son of Maryam. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدْ. How can it befit the majesty and might of Allah to beget or to have a son? إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا. سُبْحَانَهُ. Glory be to him. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah decrees a matter, he says, be and it is. Insha'Allah ta'ala, the next time we are invited to speak in this masjid, we will discuss with you the third part of the lecture, which shall revolve around defending the understanding that Isa was raised. We will look at the miracles of Isa alayhi salam while he lived amongst the people, and the time and why and how he was raised by Allah to the sky and saved from death and saved from the Jews and the Romans. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.